Katie Sweet is in our studios with a student, Graham, I just got to meet. And great story, actually. But this tells you the good news that's happening that you don't hear about out there. Katie heads up the marketing communications for Lakes Region Community College. Katie, and you're talking about your great culinary school, and you brought a student with you. But let's start with you, Katie. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, thanks so much for having us.
Wait, I want to go back, though, because it's a little thing with my buddy in there. You were there for that pie-eating contest because it was promoting the culinary school, right?
Yes.
Did he try?
J-Dawg? He really tried. He was so close.
Did he just acquiesce because the mayor won?
Yep. I think the mayor just wanted it a little more.
Intimidated him a hair, just a little?
Maybe.
I don't get intimidated.
Oh, my goodness. Katie, how long have you been doing what you're doing?
So I've been in marketing for a long time, and I've been at the college for 2 years. I love it.
What do you like about it?
I just love promoting higher education and our kind of hands-on programs that you can't get anywhere else. And it's really like a great welcoming atmosphere. And we're all about community and trying to get our word out there. And we're tired of being a hidden gem, as our interim president, Patrick Kate, says.
Well, yeah, you're getting, I'll tell you, you're doing a great job. Before we switch and introduce you to our student, because we have time, just tell us where you are physically in the Lakes region, because I haven't been to your home there, and J-Dawg has. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we have an awesome campus right in Laconia, and we were known as the Tech on the Hill for a while, but we're trying to change that and get people to see what we have going on there. And so many people that come in to visit are like, we can't believe that this is here and we didn't know about it.
Introduce us to your student, Graham, I got to meet. Tell us a little bit about him. We're going to hear his story. It's a great one.
Yeah, I'm so psyched that Graham can join us today. He's an excellent culinary student, and we love having him on the radio. And he is going to talk about his journey with Lakes, how he got here, and his double major that he'll get his two associate degrees in 2.5 years with us.
Graham, thanks for being in our studios. How are you?
Fantastic.
Okay, so Connecticut, tell us about your background, how you wound up at Lakes Region Community College, and your love for the culinary hospitality side.
Yeah, so I went to high school in Bow and checked out the Concord Regional Technical Center, and I didn't really have a real drive for education at the time. Passion really wasn't there for me, and then I checked out the culinary arts program there, and I walked into the industrial kitchen, and something clicked in my head, and it changed how I looked at education there and ways you can learn. It doesn't have to be traditionally sitting down in a classroom in rows, which never worked for me. But this did, because pencils and papers turns to knives and cutting board. But then I was able to find a passion and a drive, and I really believe when you put passion behind education, you can achieve something great. And I was able to excel in other classes, and I ended up taking a lot of running start classes and early start classes through Lakes Region and the community college system in New Hampshire, and took 23 college credits, which is about 2.5 semester, or a semester and a half, sorry. And now I'm able to look at a business management degree, which will only take me an extra semester, really. So it'll be 2.5 years, and I'll have these two degrees that'll let me travel anywhere I want. With a culinary degree, you can get a job anywhere in the world, really.
Everyone really, yeah, you are correct. And with that business degree, because I think it's like someone who loves art, if you understand the business side of it as well. So on the culinary side, getting that business degree right next to it, it allows you to kind of get into a situation where if you got the right setting, you could kind of be that protege, owner in the making someday, or work for a bigger hospitality business. Obviously, there's some great, New Hampshire's home to Omni Resorts, and the fun thing too, not to think for you, but I'm sure your people have shared this with you. You get a job in Hawaii for a couple of years probably because they're going to need someone like you. And how many people get to work and go to Hawaii? You know what I'm saying? You could be anywhere.
Exactly. And, Lakes Region has given me those opportunities to make connections with chefs across the country, really. I was in Washington, D.C. over the summer with an event for Senator Shaheen, and we were promoting food and culinary arts in our program in our school.
Awesome.
And I received several job offers, on the spot just because of the reputation.
Hey, do you want to stay here and work for us? Tell us, Graham, a little bit with Katie. What is it about Lakes Region Community College? What is it about the place, the teachers? What is it that just kind of clicked with you?
You know, for me, it's the people. I'll tell you, my first semester, I left my headlights on and my car died. my parents live in Connecticut, so I'm, you know, up here a little stressed out. And immediately, I think I had over a dozen people stop and ask me how they could help me.
But real quick, as a parent, please, just I could ask this question because it happens to all of us. Something happened similar to that. Me recently, a battery went. I was traveling. So when you left your lights on, did you call mom and dad, or did you problem solve and then tell them later that I did? You call and say, because I just say, as a living in Connecticut as a parent, and Graham, what do you want me to do about that for you? No, I'm kidding. I'm just did you tackle it yourself?
You know, at first, I took a deep breath. I sent a text to my dad and say, hey, figuring out the car battery's dead. But then the automotive teacher was actually the one who jumped my car for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you like the area, too?
Oh, yeah. Laconia is great, especially in the summertime. I stayed up there and did an internship at the Laconia Country Club. So I played golf right by the lake. You know, it really doesn't get better than that.
Katie, I think he's got this figured out pretty well. I have some friends in their 50s and 60s trying to figure out what they want to do when they grow up.
Right. I know.
Can they consult Graham? Yeah. Yeah.
And Graham also lives in student housing that LRCC offers, which not a lot of community colleges do.
Yeah, yeah. So, Katie, let's talk about the culinary program, because I know Southern New Hampshire University for many, many years had theirs. They're a great partner and sponsor as well. But these programs are wonderful because, as Graham explained, he just wasn't like sit in the row, student, traditional classroom. But once you get in that industrial kitchen, something click. But tell us about your culinary programs. Kind of paint the picture for us a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, who you have on staff and what makes it special.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like culinary is one of my favorite programs to promote, just because the facilities are beautiful. The faculty, I feel like, really cares about the students. And it's all hands-on learning. We have a gorgeous, if you haven't been there, student-run restaurant called The Community Table. It's open on Thursdays only for lunch, and there's always, it's always packed. It's kind of hard to get a reservation, but the students do absolutely everything there, as far as, you know, any operations you would have at a restaurant. So, you know, they seat you, they make all the food. It's not like in the past we've had a restaurant where really the faculty kind of made the food and the students more observed, but in the situation they make absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's interesting, Graham. I would just wonder sometimes, do you have a sense on geography yet, or do you want a big city? You mentioned Washington, D.C. Washington, actually, I won't get into politics, but it's known for a lot of great restaurants. It's a foodie town. Or do you want kind of the more Laconia, obviously, smaller area, summer tourism, but it's a fun area? Do you have any thoughts on that, or is it more the place and the business that matters versus where it is?
I think I'm definitely going to go see the world before I decide, you know, where I want to settle down. But, you know, it's a great question, you know, the city or living a quieter life. But I think I'll figure it out for sure down the line in the next, you know, couple years and see where the world takes me.
Now, I know you're younger at this, but do you think you want to own your own place someday or keep working for someone and learning the business? Because one thing I've learned about that business, but it's true, you know, J-Doc, we were talking about the other day, speaking of the National Football League, how many families with their kid might wind up in the NFL or a coach's son might be coaching. You see that in sports. You see it in businesses. So sometimes you see it in law enforcement, military. A lot of times it's within the family. So, you know, learning the business from someone who's been doing it for 20 or 30 years is invaluable, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I thought about it a lot, and I think 2 years ago, if you asked me, I would have said I want to own my own restaurant and be the chef. But the business opportunity, I've looked at food and beverage management and looking at the front of house side. So there's definitely a lot of aspects to the industry, which is something I love about it, is you can go anywhere with it and do a lot in it.
Let me say this before I let you go. Okay, so you kind of found your way there. What would you say to someone who's listening? They might have a younger person in their life. They're not really clicking with where they're at. They're not really engaging. They're just kind of going through the motions, and they haven't found that experience that you found when you went into that industrial kitchen and said, hey, I can – it's not paper and pen. It's knives and, you know, forks and cutting to, you know, food. What do you say to someone about Lakes Region if they're just thinking, should I go talk to someone there? It might be – because, Katie, we haven't talked about the many other programs you have, but what do you say to someone, is this for me? What would you recommend?
I think I would say take every opportunity you can and take advantage. There's a lot out there to explore, and – for me, when I was 15, it wasn't and I wasn't really trying to go out there and see what you could do, and I wish I had started sooner. So that's what I would say to someone is take a look at what's out there, say yes to every opportunity that comes across your table, and be excited to explore.
And Katie, and good luck to you, Graham. I think you're going to do great. Maybe one of us can be your agent. Katie, before I let you go, Lakes Region Community College, some of the other main programs that you're finding popularity or trends in addition to the culinary program at your campus.
So we have a lot of hands-on programming, culinary, of course, but also automotive, electrical, and we have a lot of stuff that is perfect for a spring start, and I just kind of wanted to plug that our spring starts January 16th, and we also have an open house coming up on December 7th from 4 to 5:30 on campus. And that's a great way to tour the campus, check out our programs, talk to admissions and financial aid.
Good stuff. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much. Best way to follow up, website. I mean, that's what everyone will do these days, but check it out.
Yep. And that's lrcc.edu.
Katie Sweet. Thank you.